This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis chapters 43 to 45, picking up with according to birthright, evil for good, God has found out our guilt, Judah offers to trade, and Joseph reveals himself. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth.
Our God shall come, he does not keep silence.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make his path straight.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the skies rain down righteousness.
Let the earth open, that salvation may sprout forth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory. A reading from Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This is the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which you will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which you will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
You shall have no other God.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath.
Our Father. The Small Catechism, page 322. What is the first article?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
What does this mean?
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That well-loved hymn by Isaac Watts, which we associate with Christmas, announces, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King." Advent draws us to the Lord who comes. We might even say that Advent really does begin in creation, as the Father, through the eternal Word, breathes his Spirit over the depths of darkness and calls into existence the things that are not. We did not create ourselves. Rather, God has made us along with all that exists. We read in Genesis, In the beginning, God spoke all creation into existence. There is beauty and order, as over the 6 days the Father creates light and separates it from darkness, brings land out of the waters, causes the earth to sprout vegetation, small and large, and sets sun and moon in place. He fills the water with living creatures, and birds are made to fly in the air. Animals of every description are created. And finally, on the sixth day, the culmination of creation week, he makes man, male and female, in his own image. God speaks a benediction. It was very good. But the sin of our first parents darkened this fresh and wondrous cosmos. They were given creation as a gift, but instead of trusting in the giver, they believe the lie of the serpent, and their eyes are indeed now open, and they no longer see the world as their gift. Instead, they see their own nakedness. Adam and Eve hide in shame. The world has now become a fearful place. Luther once said of Adam and Eve that on the evening of that day of the fall, the rustling even of a dry leaf would have terrorized them, cut them to the quick with fear. The world becomes one large, stinking cemetery. We may exalt in the glories of nature with high poetry, praise the wonders of this world. But the reality remains that majestic mountains do erupt, spewing volcanoes, sending down death on those who live under their shadow. Serene seas can churn up reckless hurricanes, and calm breezes can give way to tornadoes that sweep peaceful villages away. In the midst of life, there is death. And it is into this world of death that the Son of God comes. He comes born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the curse of the law. He is born to ransom and rescue the whole human race, born to give us a new Genesis, a new beginning. Because the Father has sent his Son into this perishing world, creation can be received again as a gift by those who know the truth. Recall the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving by those who know the truth. For it is made holy by the word of God and prayer." What is this truth? It is nothing other than the fact that the Father, who has made me and all that exists, has sent his Son to redeem this world of lost and condemned creatures. In the blood of the one born of woman, God has reconciled the world to himself. God's wrath poured out at Calvary has freed us, has freed you from condemnation. In Christ Jesus, we receive all good things from the hand of a loving Father, body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses. And yet there's more. The Father takes care of them. He gives to his creatures clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that I have. In other words, on account of Christ Jesus, God richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. In Christ, he defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. In Christ, we can indeed answer the apostle's rhetorical question in 1 Corinthians 4, what do you have that you did not receive? We can answer that question with a resounding nothing. In Christ, we can see the generosity of the Father and confess with the Catechism that these gifts of the first article are all out of God's fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. Yes, God gives daily bread to all people, even to the unbelieving and the wicked, even to those who do not know the truth. They still receive daily bread. But because God has come in the flesh, we can pray with thanksgiving. Give us this day our daily bread. And when we pray that way, we are praying that the Father would open our eyes to the truth, that we realize this and receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. There is a certain kind of puritanical piety that often emerges in Advent, hand-wringing and lamenting the fact that our world is so materialistic, and how the season has been corrupted. I would suggest, though, that this is a misplaced lament. God must like matter, for he created so much of it. After all, he made me and all creatures. And in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he took on matter, flesh and blood. Christians need not cast a dark shadow over the wonderment that accompanies the sights, sounds, smells, and emotions of this season. They too can be embraced as part of that catalog of every good and perfect gift that comes down from above, comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So we confess, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. The first article of our Christian creed then is gospel. It is good news for the one who created us is the Father who sent his Son into the world to be our brother, to be our Savior. In this Jesus, the fatherly heart of God is revealed. More than that, the fatherly heart of God is opened to you and opened for you, so that you can pray, Abba, Father, full of Advent boldness and confidence. So we can say then with the hymn writer, let the earth now praise the Lord, who has truly kept his word. and at last to us did send Christ the sinner's help and friend. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
In our prayers, we remember those who serve in the armed forces, including chaplains Eric Baer, Philip Callahan, Jonathan Lorenz, Ryan Mills, Bobby Nienchik, Joshua Schiff, Ryan Schnakey, Joseph Seifert, Nathaniel Jensen, Jason Stephenson, Louise Lang. We also pray for the following military personnel: Joshua Castle, Linnea Elmore, Alan Hosier, Cassie Hosier, Preston Curligrand, Stephen Maring, Kyle Flanick, Ben Flanick. Finally, we pray for Deaconess graduate Liz Gents as she receives her call assignment. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in the armed forces, that God would grant joy in their service, safety in all their doings, and steadfast faith as they trust in their Savior, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Liz, that God would bless her work of mercy among his people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Zoe Rose, newborn daughter of seminarian Jonathan and Haley Poppy, that God would shield her from all dangers of body and soul and bring her quickly to the saving waters of holy baptism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that, by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank
you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my duties of life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Not only does Concordia Theological Seminary prepare men for the office of the public ministry, we are also responsible for preparing women to serve as deaconesses. Obviously, these are not the same office, but they work together in the harvest field, and both are important and necessary to carry out the Lord's work. Your seminary takes the formation of these men and women very seriously because it is a serious work in a serious field they are sent out to harvest. Placement for deaconess students takes place throughout the year, and so they are announced at different intervals, and as well compared to the MDiv placements, which are generally in the spring. Today we are pleased to announce two placements, one present with us and one in absentia. However, before I do that, I first would like to ask you all to join me in giving thanks to three people who are highly involved in this process, First, our new director of deaconess formation, Deaconess Susan Knowles. It's been a joy to work with her, and we are thankful to have her serving here at CTSFW. Second, of course, our Lorinda Matter and Nancy Raber, the administrative assistants in the Vicarage and Placement Office. And trust me, that office needs a lot of assistance. Now, would the candidate present herself? First, in absentia, Barbara Edwards, Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church and School, Mobile, Alabama, Southern District. And present here today, Elizabeth Gents, Grace Lutheran Church Preschool and Academy, Naples, Florida, Florida, Georgia District. Please keep these women in your prayers as they go to serve the church in a field ripe for the harvest.